Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, happy Wednesday. As we all can feel the energy in the world right now, I think we could all wake up and could appreciate some good news. Kevin's picked out today's story on the Brett Maga Show. What do you got coming up, Kev?
I love this because this is all about when you have an accident, having an accident at the right place.
All right.
Oh,
there's
wow.
A good place to have an accident, I guess. Apparently, we're all going to find out together in one song on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Well, sadly, Jeff Geraci, who's 64, suffered a massive heart attack while driving last month, leaving the gym.
Oh.
But thankfully, his car crashed right next to a cardiologist's office.
No way.
Of all places, you're going to have an accident.
Here.
Yes, that's
exactly.
What Kevin promised. Yeah, that's one way to say, I'm here.
Right, exactly. And the doctor, Dr. Deepak Talreya, ran outside, took swift action, and saved Jeff's life because Jeff, unfortunately, was like moments away from dying.
Wow.
And if he hadn't hit the cardiologist's office, he wouldn't be around.
What a crazy story.
Yeah. Wow.
Something's happened for a reason, man, right?
Exactly. The great news is everybody's doing well, and sooner or later, Jeff will be back at the gym.
That's one way to get some business.
Get those gains in.
Yeah.
Now that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day. I'm sure it's the number one show everyone's talking about. And I'm not talking about Jimmy Kimmel's return.
Uh-huh.
Talking about Survivor. It is back. It's the return everyone really cares about. No? Okay. But the question for the poll of the day here on the Brett Maga Show is, like, do you think you can do what they have to do, is, which is survive in the wild for close to 30 days now is what they do, 29 days in the wild, off the land. Hannah, could you do it?
Never. I need my Chick-fil-A. I need my self-tan. Look at me. I have allergies, and I've barely even been outside. I would never make it.
So We know when Hannah went camping, her man did all the heavy lifting.
Hey, I liked my 36-hour camping trip. That was good.
Just not 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, 30 days is a lot. I mean, I
know. No, 90 days, Kevin.
Oh,
we're talking
90. You said 90?
29 days.
Hello.
29 days.
Yeah, they used to do 39. Now they do less time.
Oh, wow.
I know you guys care.
Even with less time, no. I could probably last maybe 2 or 3
days.
Yeah, and maybe not even that.
Oh, Kevin.
I could last 2 or 3 days, but what would I eat? I would literally be like, I'm not going to eat. I'm fasting.
I know you guys are going to call me out, but so true, 100%, I think I can last 30 days.
You would think that.
No, I can handle it.
I could see him doing it.
Yeah.
Keep that
right,
moment.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
If he was by himself.
Yeah. Can you last But can you outlast?
Yes. See, Kevin, with the Survivor reference.
I know,
great
I got
great
it,
job,
right.
guys.
Is that a Survivor reference?
The polls are open.
Outwit, outlast, outplay. Watch the show, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah, you'll watch it tonight, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
For Keep It Moving, we try to make sure you're up to date with everything that's trending as you're just trying to run out of the house, trying to make your kids' lunches and get out in enough time. So we put 2 minutes on the clock. We read off the most important headlines, and then Hannah usually tells me Keep It Moving, but AB will do it today, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, get the boss of me around,
mm-hmm.
like you always do. There's a new beer that's taken over as the number one beer in the country.
I don't really drink. Keep it moving.
All right. Well, it was Anheuser-Busch beer, you know, just in our backyard. What makes you the most anxious at work?
Oh, let's hear it. For Hannah.
Making a presentation tops the survey.
Huh,
when you
okay.
have to do a presentation.
The last time we did a presentation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presentation, I spilled Brett's coffee all over everybody.
And our slideshow wouldn't work. You were like,
oh my gosh, it was a disaster.
You had to log into like your sister's weird account and and her password was something really embarrassing and everyone had to see it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I almost said it. I literally almost said her password to everything.
consumers wasting over $120 annually on unused services.
Okay, like what?
Like subscriptions. Like you've signed up for a subscription and then you don't even realize you don't use it, or a lot of conversations about canceling your Disney Plus or not canceling it.
Yeah.
You have so many streaming services and you only watch like Netflix. And so, yeah, there's almost $37 a month on streaming services, food delivery perks, all these different things that we just waste money on. It's about $120 of unused.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Selling your soul for laboo-boos.
Oh, no, I can't. They're so ugly. I can't.
That's what people are doing, though. They said, hey, I will sign my soul over to you for a laboo-boo.
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah. Does anyone actually have a recommended number of smoke alarms in your home?
Sure.
You want to hear?
I guess.
Okay, so this is crazy. I didn't know this. So apparently you need a smoke alarm in each bedroom. You need it outside of each sleeping room. You need it on every level of the home, basements, finished, attics. This is how many smoke alarms you have to have. That's a lot. Nobody has that.
Right.
Except for me. They made
really?
Me, when I went to go, I live in Brentwood, apparently it's the hardest place to buy a home because of the inspections, and they made me put in, like, I have a very small home, they made me put in, like, 4 different smoke alarms, and whenever I cook, I set off the smoke alarm. 12
oh
smoke alarms go off all at once. I think my neighbors think I'm crazy.
Probably,
but
for
I
many
have
reasons.
So many freaking smoke alarms, thanks to my guy.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Dawn, how goes it there?
It's going great. How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful. Hannah, how are you doing? Hannah
is doing good.
All right. Hannah versus Dawn at Hannah's homeschool. Hannah, leave the room so we can come up with some other nicknames for you that aren't as close to your actual name. Well, Dawn, what kind of nickname should we give her?
Schooled. Schooled, because she's going to be schooled.
Mm. Boom. I like the trash talk. Mm-hmm. How Hannah's homeschool works is Dawn is going to school her at some pop culture questions. I'm going to ask each of you five pop culture questions, and Hannah will come back in the room and answer the same ones. We see who gets more correct. Tie, though, goes towards Hannah's record, okay?
Awesome talk.
All right. Taylor Swift announced that she will be releasing her album in theaters. What is the name of the album called?
Something with little afraid of logo or something like that. Oh, my gosh.
You got one word correct, but I don't think we're anywhere close here, Dawn.
I don't think so, no, because I learned it. I heard it with y'all and I heard it with Bennett, but I can't remember. Oh, my God.
All right. Fair enough. It's The Life of a Showgirl, and I'll let Hannah know when she told it to you. She didn't do it in a way that you can remember. Thanks for paying attention and remembering us, Dawn. After being suspended for 6 days, Jimmy Kimmel will return to his late-night talk show on which network?
ABC.
Okay. Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be at a hotel bar, then showed up at the bride's wedding and performed for her the next day. What band was Camila Cabello formerly in?
I didn't even know she was in a band.
Maybe you need to phone a friend.
Please? Yes.
Go ahead. Who do you want to pick, AB or Kevin?
I think I'm going to go with Kevin because my son's name is Kevin, so it feels like good luck.
Oh, I like that. That's a good call because she was in Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Well, now you got some knowledge. You're mind blown. All right. You cannot phone a friend anymore, even Kevin.
Okay.
Mandalorian.
Oh, no.
I'm about to use the Mandalorian as a word. Mandalorian and Grogu trailer just came out. We've asked Hannah this question multiple times. Kevin has made her watch it. She still does not know it. Hopefully you do. Who is the Mandalorian?
Black Panther.
No, Black he's Panther. Not.
That's correct.
No.
Yeah, Black Panther.
I don't know the answer, but I know that's wrong.
Jumps as the Mandalorian. I could see that. That makes sense. Yep. All right. And then which company's slogan lets you know because you're worth it?
Because you're worth it.
Once you wash your hair, you know you're worth it.
Suave?
L'Oreal. We got 2 out of 5.
L'Oreal. Oh, okay. The other bottle. The fancy bottle.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, we're going to bring Hannah back in and see if she was paying attention to her own hashtag. We'll see how she does next, okay?
All right.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Dawn just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. She said you were going to be schooled, Hannah. So are you ready to be schooled?
I am.
All right. Hannah, are you ready to get at least 2 out of 5 correct?
Oh. You know what? I'm not even going to talk smack because maybe the questions are really, really hard.
It's hard to talk smack when you're holding up a Kleenex to your nose right now.
Yeah. I currently can't breathe.
You can't talk smack when you're holding up a Kleenex.
Yeah.
Like a boxer over here. Look at the bloody nose.
Literally.
All right, same questions we asked Dawn. Here we go. Taylor Swift's album will get a full theater release. What is the name of that album?
Life of a Showgirl.
That is correct. Dawn said that she heard the album title from you.
And then she got it wrong?
And she did not get it correct.
Oh.
So we blamed you for that. After being suspended for 6 days, Jimmy Kimmel returned to his late night talk show last night. Which network?
ABC.
That is correct. Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be at a hotel bar, then performed at that bride's wedding the next day.
Love that.
What band was she formerly in?
Fifth Harmony?
That is correct.
Yeah.
This is actually worth the daily double. So if you get it correct, you get 2 points.
That means I'm not going
to
get it right.
If you miss it, you lose 2 points and you have to get the last question correct.
What? Daily double? What is this?
So new rule mainly for Kevin. Kevin has made you watch this. We've asked this question multiple times on Hannah's homeschool.
Yes, it is.
Mandalorian and Grogu's trailer came out. Who is the Mandalorian?
The Mandalorian is Luke.
No. You said last time.
No.
Kevin's disappointment.
The character's name is Din Djarin, played by Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Dawn said Black Panther. You said Luke Skywalker.
Wow.
At least you were in the right universe.
I'm your father.
So we need you to get this correct. Which company slogan lets you know because you're worth it?
Because you're worth it?
I thought you would know this for sure. I mean, you have gotten 3 correct.
Is this common knowledge? Because I'd never heard of this either.
They end their commercials
Every commercial
it.
Has ended
because
this way.
Because you're worth it.
Yes.
Safe Flight?
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light because you're worth it.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
L'Oreal.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of L'Oreal?
No, I've never heard of that slogan, and I love makeup, so what? Because you're worth it. Dawn, they don't say that.
Yes, they do.
Yes, it's like one of the biggest slogans ever. Dawn even said, oh, that's the fancy
fake
one.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going to give you the win still because you did go 3 out of 5. We've never deducted points before.
Yeah, I was going to say.
After the Star Wars incident, we should. Next time we ask the Mandalorian, please God, no.
I probably won't ever get it right. Ever.
Dawn, you got to say it. This is Dawn. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Dawn, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is, the Brett Mega Show, Mega Mind question of the day. 23% of women say this is their partner's worst habit. Kevin, you get to just acknowledge
just
either.
Just pick one.
Just pick just one of pick yours one. Or one of hers.
I think I got to go with the loud chewing.
All right.
Loud chewing. My wife hates that.
All right.
I hate that too. I am going with something I used to be really bad about, but have gotten better. I'm going to say biting their nails.
Ooh. 23% of women say this is their partner's worst habit. Neither are correct because men just have so many of them. 855-444-MEGA. If you think you can figure out what 23% of women have said this is their partner's worst habit, 855-444-6342. Answers coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Where 23% of women said this is their partner's worst habit. What are some of the guesses on the text line, Kev?
A lot of things. Everything that ranges from smoking to leaving wet towels on the floor to leaving dishes in the sink to leaving the hairs when somebody shaves in the sink to farting in bed.
We do a lot of annoying things,
yes,
us men.
Yeah, we do.
It's the leaving of wet towels on the bed for their partner's worst habit.
Oh,
that is
really
so crazy to me that people do that.
Just throw it in the hamper. They're saying, why do you have to leave? Now we have a wet
even
spot
on the
right
floor is better than the bed.
Yes. Yeah. 23% of women say that's what their partner does. Drives them absolutely crazy. We're 60 minutes commercial free for the next hour here on the Brett Mega Show. What show do you watch as a family? We'll talk about it in 3 minutes. You actually couldn't watch Jimmy Kimmel last night on ABC here in St. Louis. So I know a lot of people are like, what happened with the opening monologue? Did Jimmy apologize? Did he address what was happening? And about 10 minutes from now, we're going to jump into the Hollywood hashtag and cover all of that. And you get to hear those clips from Jimmy if you didn't have a chance to consume it on YouTube this morning because you're just busy getting the kids ready and get out of the house. We will update you with everything that happened with Jimmy Kimmel. Let's talk about something a little lighter TV for a second. What is a TV show that you watch as a family? Well, you're all gathered in the living room and you just watch Jimmy Kimmel's monologue. No, most of us don't. But like, you probably do have a TV show that probably puts us all together. One of the things that unifies all of us is TV. 855-444-6342. If you have a TV show that you watch as a family, I bring this up because the same thing that your daughter and wife do, Kevin, my wife and mother-in-law did this past weekend, which is watch the finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah. Yep.
It is so funny how The Summer I Turned Pretty, which became one of the biggest shows, like really put mother and daughter together.
Right.
Like they all, did you, AB, you watched it with your mom,
I watched
right?
it with my mom and I watched it with my sister Lauren and my dad even got roped into a few
did
episodes.
Did he really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, my mother-in-law came into town to visit, see the kids, and they had saved the finale to watch together. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knew it. Everyone knew what was going to end up happening. There was no spoilers. They're just like, you know what? We want to consume and enjoy this episode together. So they waited till this weekend to watch the finale together, which I thought was so cute. Because
that is the most fun thing to me ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, and
yeah.
You, your daughter, Kennedy's in college and your wife watched it together?
Yeah, they love that. That's like, they've got a couple of shows they like watching together like that. The one I think, though, we all watch as a family and can't wait till it returns is Stranger Things.
You guys will all four of you will sit there and watch it?
That's and cool. Watch that together. That was a big family one.
I was going to say that show, too, because there's not a lot that my dad, I have two sisters, so my mom and my sisters and I, we all watch the same shows. There's not a lot my dad likes that we also like.
The women dominate the house?
Oh, 100%. But Stranger Things is one my dad loves, too. So we do all watch that together.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like a not necessarily a divide and conquer. It's like Sarah and I have our favorite shows we watch together, you know, like Tulsa King or, you know, just about everything on Amazon. You know, it's funny because we're even watching like Gen V and The Boys together, which I never thought my wife would get into, but it's a little too raunchy for the kids.
But there's there's couple shows and then there's family shows. It's interesting that Stranger Things is a family show for both of you guys. I have younger kids and we don't do a lot of TV actually. My kids are like 4, 2, and 3 months, and what we got into this summer, which ended up being our family show that we'd watch every single weekend and enjoy together, is American Ninja Warrior.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we watched the entire season, and my son was really into the guys doing the moves and seeing them take on the obstacles, which I thought was cool for him, and then he would, you know, pretend to do it on the playground. And so we got into American Ninja Warrior this summer.
Does everybody gather for Survivor, or is that just your show?
It's pretty much just my wife and I's show. I feel like there's way too much talking and dialogue and strategy for the kids. Mm-hmm. But I do know that Survivor, you know, that it's coming back. One of the things that they constantly preach about in Survivor is it's still on TV for the 49th season is because it is such a family-oriented show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My kids are just too, you know, young to understand the strategy of it. Mm-hmm. But I do think it is, like, the other show that I would think about that we would gather in is those competition shows. I didn't have a lot of those shows as growing up. American Idol, when it first came out, we watched like the entire Carrie Underwood season as a family in the living room every single time when American Idol just came out. And like Carrie Underwood season was like at an all-time high, right?
Right.
That's like Dancing with the Stars right now.
Dancing with the Stars.
My family watches that together,
too. Do you guys all watch together? Yeah. So what is the TV show that you guys all watch together as a family that brings the entire family together? 855-444-6342. TV can please put us all together right now. We are having a conversation about those TV shows that do just bring the family together. 855-444-MEGA. What TV show do you just sit around the house as a family, grab your nice big old bucket of popcorn, and you got to watch as a family and bond? 855-444-6342. Is there a TV show, Kathy, that you and your family watch together?
We watch, because my children are older, we watch Tulsa King. It's amazing.
Oh, Kevin loves Tulsa King.
Oh, it's so good. And spoiler alert.
Don't they take forever to bring out the next season?
Yes, they do, but it just came out. It just came out. And spoiler alert.
Oh, I know.
Samuel Jackson is in this season.
Yes. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
I know.
Hello,
I know.
Hear Kevin bonding with Kathy over.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Stallone is great.
Is he
great.
Really good?
Yes, and there's a lot of great characters. It's just really, it's good.
Kevin raves about Tulsa King. Is there some other text messages out there, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, this one on the other opposite end of the spectrum, but my kids love it too. Bluey.
Oh, Bluey is funny.
Bluey is, you know,
it's cute,
it is.
Yeah.
He kind of works for everybody.
I do think Bluey is one of those shows that you watch for your kids, and then they're like, you have deeper meaning. You're kind of like, I dig Bluey.
Yeah.
I'm down with some Bluey.
The Mandalorian. I'm like, yes, thank you. Yes, that's a great
Kevin
show.
Tried it. We all.
Someone said that just for Kevin.
Yes. Yeah. I know. RuPaul's Drag Race.
You know, that's interesting. My mother-in-law and my brother-in-law love watching RuPaul together. They go like deep dive into all the seasons. I just feel like every season's an all-star season somehow.
Yeah. And then this one, several of people were like, they remember watching this as a kid and they still watch it with their kids. America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, my family used to watch that.
Krista, you got a TV show that you watch as a family?
Yes, I have a 9- and 10-year-old and they love watching Bones.
Bones.
Huh. Yeah.
Do you watch Bones too?
I used to watch Bones. Yeah. I don't know if it's really. I guess it is kind of that age. You always want Bones to get together. You know?
It's in the same realm as like the CSI, though, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the call. Everyone was curious what was Jimmy Kimmel going to say in his opening monologue. It is the Brett Magus Show. We're going to cover that in the Hollywood hashtag. Hannah is out sick today, so let's jump into what Jimmy said.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
We're calling it the most anticipated opening monologue in late night talk show history, which is saying something. ABC 6 days ago. It had pulled Jimmy Kimmel off the air for insensitive comments that he had made right after the death of Charlie Kirk. And we were surprised that we got an announcement from ABC because we thought it was going to be indefinite. We thought maybe at times it looked like ABC was going to fire Jimmy Kimmel, that he was going to return to his late night talk show he did last night. And the entire country was watching to say, will this man apologize for what he said? And what will he say in that opening monologue? So Jimmy addressed it right off the bat where he had gone wrong in his opening monologue previously.
But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both.
Do we feel like the apology seemed sincere? Was it enough of an apology?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think Jimmy feels it. I think that he's very sorry for how it was misconstrued. I'm still sitting back going, I know what he said. It was probably wrong to say it, but I still feel there's a lot of political pressure on this whole thing.
It sounds very genuine to me. You can tell he's holding back tears as he's saying it.
I did think his apology was authentic, and I thought what happened when I saw the apology in a 20-minute monologue is he had sat down with the execs of ABC and said, hey, like, this is where we're coming from. And he had listened. Like, hey, you said what you said, he's like, all I was doing was making a joke. This is something I do all the time. What are you talking about? And they had pointed out, like, these jokes were ill-timed and insensitive and painted people in a certain light. And do you see that? And he was kind of like, yeah, I do see that. But do you see my perspective? Because Jimmy's perspective was freedom of speech this entire time. I have a right to do political satire because that's what I do with this show. And Jimmy's perspective on why he was so angry about being taken off the air was addressed in that monologue as well.
They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American, and it is so dangerous.
I mean, I said it the day after they had taken Jimmy off the air. There's two responsibilities that you have as a broadcaster, to speak your truths, but broadcast companies also have a responsibility to keep the peace.
Right.
And they, AB and C, felt like during this political climate, what Jimmy was saying was creating a rise of violence or creating anger throughout our country and needed to be dialed back. Jimmy felt like it was a form of censorship in a certain way. There does seem to be a political war that is happening. But I felt like what Jimmy did in his return to his opening monologue, which we're all curious of, is he acknowledged where the other side was coming from. He actually had thanked the other side
several times
at one point. And then also still kept to his truths where he was like, this is where I'm coming from. This is my perspective. This is where I've always kind of lined up politically. And I'm not going to waver from that. So I felt like Jimmy did a good job of sticking to his truths while acknowledging the other side.
And I think he did a good job, too, pointing out as well that the current administration has said things that are very pro-free speech at different times. Now it seems that their message isn't as free speech anymore. It's more like, hey, you need to follow what we're saying, not what the other side is saying. So it's become very political in a way that I think is becoming the point and the focal point of why Jimmy got pulled off the air.
I felt like overall Jimmy's monologue, which was watched by, most of us, was really strong. And I think that's what a lot of people want to know is, well, how will Jimmy handle this? But I felt like of all the points that he made, maybe the strongest point is the point he made about forgiveness. We're going to play you what he said about forgiveness, which I thought was the strongest point of the entire 20-minute monologue. In 3 minutes, you get to hear that on The Brett Maga Show. It is The Brett Maga Show. Hannah is out sick today, and it was the opening monologue that the entire world was pretty much had their eyes on and was watching. The most anticipated opening monologue in late night talk show history is what they were saying was Jimmy Kimmel returning to his late night talk show on ABC after he was suspended indefinitely. And after 6 days, ABC has brought him back on the air, and he addressed what took him off the air, which was insensitive comments after the death of Charlie Kirk. He talked about his frustration, which he felt like it was censorship. But I thought the strongest point that he had made in his 20-minute opening monologue was the comments he had made about forgiveness.
Over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
You could hear his emotion in his voice. Mm-hmm. And I thought he had done a great job, in my opinion, on the opening monologue, addressing both sides, addressing different perspectives. But I felt like that was the strongest message that we could hear right now, is the words forgiveness, things like compassion, for whatever reason we seem like we've lost in our political divide. It is okay. It's actually even important to disagree, to have different perspectives,
right,
left, right, whatever you believe. I honestly think it is extremely important to disagree on things. But if we do not have compassion, we don't have forgiveness, we can never resolve anything, because everyone is flawed. And so unless we have forgiveness, we can't move forward. And that's what I think we have to do. Maybe, hopefully, it opens some eyes up. Like, hey, can we forgive? Because I do think about whether side you believe things that Charlie Kirk had said or not believed in, whatever you believe, whatever, it doesn't matter. 5 days after the person you want to spend the rest of your life with is killed, I feel like I am a very compassionate, forgiving person. I just don't know if I could say those words publicly.
Right.
Yeah.
I
forgive you to the person who shot him. I just don't think I could do it. So that is hard enough. And if she can say those things out loud in public, whether she feels it all the way in her heart or not, even be able to say those words out loud, means we can find some kind of compassion in our hearts.
I hope so. I mean, even during the service, I mean, even the president himself said, you know, this is the one thing that Erica and I disagree upon, because he's not a forgiving president. He even said that. He goes, I don't like my opponents. Mm. And you're like, I hope that there is some humility. I hope that there is some forgiveness eventually, that everybody kind of comes together and can just kind of start crossing that political line and find that cooperation we need to move forward. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse and worse.
I mean, at the heart of everything is just love and compassion and forgiveness. And if we don't have that, we don't have anything.
Right.
So I love that he said that.
You go to YouTube, you can see the whole opening monologue, 20 minutes of it, and make your own judgments on Jimmy's monologue. But I thought that was the strongest points from my perspective. It is the Brett Mega Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved? Home protected? bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.